This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd and the director of K-State's Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab, Judy O'Mara, presented this month's K-State Garden Hour. O'Mara highlighted the impact that weather has on trees, shrubs, and plants, as well as contacting the local extension office first when you have plant questions or concerns.
And that's just because the agents who are in place, usually a hort agent, but even sometimes an ag agent who handles horticultural plant problems, they've been in the county for a while. They see a lot of the routine stuff that shows up every year. And then when a mystery issue or something new rises up, then they start moving up the chain. If you are submitting a problem for getting some help, a really nice way to do it is actually just sending a quick photo. But I want to take a moment to remind you that a close-up can be helpful, but sometimes maybe it's not completely helpful. If it's very obvious, it's an insect problem or it's a disease like rose black spot, boom, you're done. That close-up works. But if it falls into the category of a mystery stumper, you really need to see more. You need more information about the problem. And so the best way to submit a sample, a digital sample, is really that close-up, then the whole plant, then the whole site. And there's information in that site photo that's going to help you determine whether or not the problem is linked to a disease or a site factor or some other problem that's going on. In addition to the photos, just the history about the problem itself. When did it start? How long has it been going on? What are the cultural practices, the irrigation practices, and so forth? So just that starting point, you know, working with your local county extension. And then if more detailed help is needed, there's a lot of other resources at K-State. You know, in Kansas, we have a lot of extreme weather patterns. So, you know, in any given year, the weather patterns are a big part of what we're looking at. For 2023, this summer, what's going on right now, the biggest influences of problems, weather-related problems that we're seeing, you know, 2022, we had an extreme drought, extreme heat that affected a lot of our perennial trees and shrubs, and the damage that took place last year is still showing up this year. The winter that we had this winter last year was actually pretty dry. So we not only had drought last year, but we had a winter drought that kind of continued on into the early part of the spring. In addition to the dry growing conditions, we had some low temperature periods, like really low temperature periods, right around Christmas time in December, maybe about a week worth of where the temperatures were single digit or below freezing. And then again, late January, early February, we had quite a few days where, you know, there was a fluctuation in temperatures, but they got pretty low. And then currently, if you were out over the 4th of July, you probably noticed that it was pretty warm. We're having these periods where there's just heat stress. So all of these things kind of come into play, and they can be affecting plants that are in marginal sites, sites that have maybe rocky soils or shallow soils or compacted soils or soils that don't drain very well. So it sort of goes back to how healthy is that root system to begin with. When you look at problems across the state, you tend to see repeating patterns. One of the repeating patterns was that we saw a lot of plants that failed to leaf out in the spring. This was especially prominent on young plants. We saw a lot of young trees. And in my mind, a young tree is actually like 5 years or younger, where they just didn't leaf out. Or maybe they had some sprouts coming up and down the trunk. And that is pretty classic for just low temperature injuries, some winter damage. Roses, we saw a fair amount of roses that had some winter kill related to the same pattern. This can happen on young plants or small plants, but also on large plants as well. So you may have had a large tree that leaped out in the spring, but maybe 20 or 30% did not leap out. So I say drought stress is still active, it's still a problem. And so when you're looking at different issues, that's one of the things to take into account.
That's Judy O'Mara, director of K-State's Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab. To view the July Garden Hour, visit hnr.k-state.edu. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.